How was your bye week?
It was good. Got some workouts in. My body's feeling good and ready to go this week. We had a good practice yesterday, and looking forward to the practice today and get some hitting in with full pads on.
Pretty active on Twitter?
Not really. I haven't. It's been a couple of times. Not really. I haven't tweeted a lot in a while. I'm here to talk about Pitt, man. I didn't intend anything to hurt the reputation of anyone on the New England Patriots or on behalf of Robert Kraft, and that's all. And it was just a simple pitcher, and that's all. And from here on out, I'm just here to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the big game this weekend.
Do you always bring your jersey on the vacation?
Like I said, I'm just here to talk about Pitt, man.
You did talk to the Kraft family, did you?
Yes, just leave it there.
Any regrets?
Just not intending to hurt anyone or ruin the reputation of the New England Patriots in any way. And a great organization here, and I mean, great football program. Just can't wait to get out to practice and get focused on the Pittsburgh Steelers, because that's all I'm worried about and that's all I care about.
Is this part of the sort of learning process a little bit? Is, you know, obviously there's a lot of things that go along with being a professional athlete. Is this sort of part of it? You know what I mean? Just dealing with stuff like this, what you can do, what you can't do, what's having fun, what's not?
Yes, definitely. But like I said, tending to hurt no one. I love this organization, love being part of here and everything. And definitely not trying to put anyone on the map or anything. But like I said, I'm just here for the Steelers. All I care about is the Steelers. And all I care about is this team and being here with the team from this week and practicing, getting better every day.
It's kind of a lesson learned a little bit.
I'm just here. Any questions about the Steelers?
What about the Steelers? Yeah. What about their defense?
Their defense is good. I mean, all their linebackers are huge. They're all fast. Their D-line is good. And you obviously know about all their safeties. Troy, I mean, they're always all around the ball at all times, and we got to be ready, prepared, definitely for sure, to get out there and get after it.
What was last year that you did so well to be so successful? It was a big game, big second half for you. What was it looking back that worked so well?
Last year, we just, it's definitely a new year. We got new players in the team and everything, but I mean, just execution, I believe, last year, and that's what we got to do this year. We got to execute. Use all our weapons, use the running backs, use the wide receivers. I mean, let's get the running game going, definitely, and have the pass game going, too. And that's what we got to do this week, and we got to go out and execute on every drive, not just a couple.
Does Dick LeBeau kind of change it up on every – changes looks on every play, and you have to, how hard is it to be prepared for that?
Yes, definitely. I mean, every defense be changing their looks on every play. I mean, so that's what the whole week's for, is preparing for the Steelers defense and preparing for what they do, and definitely got to be ready for any situation.
Hey, Gronk, obviously Polamalu was a great physical player, has great physical skills, but is he most dangerous because he just has got great instinct and he himself sometimes maybe never knows where he's going to be, just goes where the play is?
Yes, definitely. He has great instincts and he just always has a feeling where the ball's going, and I mean, always got to be aware of him, and just definitely got to be, if he blitzes, you got to block him, and if he's out in the pass coverage, I mean, he's a great player just overall everywhere, and you just got to always be ready for him.
You mentioned the need to use all your weapons. Do you feel like that's something that you guys have been doing very well, spreading the ball around, but mixing in the run and the pass pretty well this year?
Yes, definitely. You got to do both. I mean, you just can't have a passing game. I mean, you got to have a run game, create play action. You got a passing game, set up the run, and vice versa, both ways. So, I mean, it's just having a run game is great and helps out the passing game a lot, and it's fun blocking too, and it's fun going out for the passes.
What have you seen from Lawrence Timmons from a coverage standpoint as an outside linebacker?
He's playing outside linebacker, but we got to be ready for James Harrison too. So we're preparing for it all, and they're all great. I mean, they're all good. They got a whole defense, their whole team in coverage, their whole team can play the run. So that's what we're preparing for, is everything.